You never know what you're missing if you're not listening. 980 WCAP. Everybody gets it.
AM. Welcome back to 980 WCAP, Merrimack Valley Radio. Teddy Panos, Alex Weldon with you on this Tuesday morning, November 21st, 2017. Special programming note, Thursday morning, live high school football here on 980 WCAP. The great annual tradition known as Lowell versus Haverhill. Pigskin action. Kicks off at 10 a.m. We're there, broadcasting the game live. So if you can't make it to the game, if you don't feel like freezing and having to go through the whole, you know, pour a little cream de menthe or whatever you like, some schnapps into your hot cocoa, into your hot coffee, stay home, light a fire, turn on your radio. We'll bring you the game here. We encourage you to go out and root your teams on, whether it's the Lowell High Red Raiders or those Haverhill Hillies. Root them on. That's Thursday morning, 10 a.m., Thanksgiving Day football here on 980 WCAP. All the good sports play here. In the meantime, we want to welcome in our next guests, tell you about an event that's taking place next Tuesday night, November 28th, a week from tonight, 7 p.m. at the Olympia's Zorba Music Hall, and it's a fundraiser. It's going to try to help ease a problem that's actually very prevalent, too prevalent, here in the city of Lowell for the 2017. It's a horrible problem to have at any point, but that we still have to worry about this today. Means we need to do a little bit more to help solve that issue. And joining me in studio this morning, a couple of guys who aim to do just that, along with Community Teamwork Incorporated and the Lowell Mayor's Office, Mayor Ed Kennedy. Attorney Richard Laleem is joining us in studios. Good morning, Counselor. How are you?
I'm just fine, Ted. Nice to be here. Thank you for having us on.
Pleasure is all mine. Jack McWilliams is here as well. He actually serves on the committee for the Mayor's Holiday Fest for Homeless Youth. It's a rock and roll fundraiser. Good morning, Jack. How are you?
Good morning, Ted.
So I know why you're here. You're on the committee. You have to work. How did you get drawn into this, Counselor?
A few weeks ago, they asked me to emcee the event, so I've been asked to come on your show to give some background and context as to what the show is all about.
Yeah.
Before I begin, though, I know there's a topic near and dear to your heart. I did see one bicyclist in the northbound lane this morning.
A 495?
So anyhow,
God help that person.
Three gentlemen, Ed Kennedy, John Heslin, and Frank Heslin, attended an event year after year at Johnny D's called the Christmas Cavalcade. And that show was dedicated to the proceeds would go to help the homeless. Last year, Frank's son, Tom Heslin, attended and said, hey, why can't we do this here in Lowell? So we've put a show together that's intended to be a fast-paced rock and roll event. Our headliner is going to be Gary Hoey, and I urge anybody.
That's a pretty good headliner to have for a show, my friend.
I urge anybody to go on YouTube and check out Gary Hoey and his Ho Ho Hoey Christmas show. He's a phenomenal guitar player. Jack will get into some of the details of the other performers, but just by way of format, there's going to be about eight or nine acts who will perform for about 15 minutes leading up to Gary Hoey, who will perform a full set. His sister may be joining him, and so Mickey Cannon is a great talent in her own right. As indicated, it's going to be a fast-paced, Christmas-themed rock and roll event, the proceeds of which will go to CTI to benefit homeless youth. I'm just going to give one shout-out, because you start naming names, and I don't want to offend anybody.
You're going to forget somebody
mention.
And get in trouble, aren't you?
There's going to be one shout-out, though, and that is to Linda King. She is the one who, through the mayor's office, gave us the input as to the cause, and that is for homeless youth. So that's the show. It's a week from tonight, and it's if you want to attend history, it'll be the first annual. So thank you.
I hope this is a tradition that we keep going.
Just that's like the intent, Ted.
They do up at Johnny D's, and it dovetails perfectly with the mission of Community Teamwork Incorporated. They've been working for over 50 years to provide support for families in need. You know, we tend to kind of you try not to think about it because it's kind of depressing, but to think that there are homeless youth.
Yeah.
Today.
60 to 80 is the number we've got
in Lowell
estimated
alone.
Right now in Lowell, yeah.
And that's probably the ones that we're able to count because they're probably going to school and we're able to, you know, track them. But Lord knows how many are out there that we don't even know about because they got lost at some point in the system and the counting.
And moved on.
Yeah. So, fantastic. So, when did you start getting involved, Jack, with the committee and putting this
event on? It's been a couple of months.
On?
We just met for the first time in September, and we've pulled it all together. We've managed to, with the help of John Heslin and many others on the committee, pull together a number of bands. John Gear was involved in this as well in terms of band acquisition, and they've pulled together some really talented people. We're talking across the map here of talent from Berkeley grads to experienced performers like Gary Hoey, who's been in the business for 22 years now.
Yeah, Hoey's been out in all over the country touring. If you don't know Gary Hoey and you're a local, you don't know music, period.
Yeah.
But
it is
a good opportunity to get to know him. But I recognize many of these other names. Peter Lavender, very talented local musician. Blackheart, this is kind of the creme de la creme of local music acts.
John Pohida is beyond the local. He's a rock and roll rumble winner. And
oh, is he really?
Phenomenal guitarist in his own right.
Love it.
Yeah, so we're going to have some really...
another name jumping out at me, like, what do you know about this bit? Bradley Copper Kettle and Friends. A little play on Bradley Cooper and Copper Kettle.
There's no connection to the downstairs venue.
Well, we
got
to get him
to
play
of.
There one of these days,
right? Yeah, definitely would make sense. But they do Grateful Dead, My Morning Jacket. They combine Johnny Lang type of stuff. It's a R&B rock and soul band. Gritty folk rock. I'm sorry, I'm mixing up Love Train with the Bradley Copper Kettle. Bradley Copper Kettle is the gritty folk rock. And then we have Love Train, of course, which is quite an outfit in themselves. They're all combined with the drummer by the name of Dan Stiklunas. So Dan plays drums with both Love Train and John Pohida frequently, and Downbeat 5. There's the common thread that runs between them is their drummer.
Fantastic. So he's going to stay on stage the whole time?
I think so.
Now, I have received a little bit of inside information from a local, Councilor Aleem. I'm told that you do a mean Singing in the Rain, and he's hoping we get to hear it.
Well,
on next Tuesday night.
If the audience's spirit is willing, I'm up for it.
You can thank Batch for that comment.
Oh, good grief.
By the way.
You'll have to bring the umbrella, though.
That's a riot.
We need the props.
Thank you, Batch.
So just to give you folks a little sense of why it's important that this event be successful and why we put it on, make sure it becomes an annual tradition. Here are some stats released from our friends at Community Teamwork Incorporated. Youth homelessness is a persistent problem in the city of Lowell. According to the 2016 point in time count, there were a total of 359 unaccompanied youth ages 18 to 24. Now, call it unaccompanied youth. These are legally they're adults, but you know, you're 18 years old, you're out on the street. I mean, that's just horrible. 15 unaccompanied youth under 18 in the city. These youth are experiencing homelessness for a variety of reasons, family conflict, abuse, pregnancy, sexual identity, mental health issues. They've aged out of foster care, and they're basically sleeping on couches wherever they can find one or in cars if they're lucky enough to find that. The worst case scenario is they are literally out on the street on your sidewalks. Now you're at risk for predators out there, and never mind the elements.
Never mind hypothermia.
So this is really important. So how will folks be able to purchase their tickets?
I have one right here for you.
Do you really? Nice. They are, was it $20?
$20 in advance, in $25 advance. At the door.
$25 at the door, and again, it's at the Olympia Zorba Music Hall right on Market Street.
I think there is a link through that that can get you tickets.
If you click on the events on the Zorba Music Hall Olympia site, it'll bring you to the purchase tickets and or sponsorships.
And I know a lot of folks like to just kind of walk up and buy their tickets, but I can speak from knowing in this business, if you can get them a rough head count, buy your tickets ahead of time so they kind of know how many people they can expect. It helps set up for everybody, the organizers of the event plus the venue.
And incidentally, Arthur Tingus of the Olympia has donated the room, so we certainly are looking for bodies to fill.
Awesome.
And there is an arrangement whereby you can make reservations for a table to have dinner prior or during the show, so feel free to buy some tickets and make that reservation. Ted, if I can just have just a few more seconds.
And he's also put out a banquet for all the musicians that are performing that night on him.
The musicians can eat, too. By the way, that's 12, that's 12 bands, isn't it?
There's a lot of people
That's a big banquet.
And I just thought I'd name those who have not been named, and that was Mr. Nick of Mr. Nick and Dirty Tricks, Nico Rivers, Chuck and the Reeds, and Arthur Thomas are also on the bill. So I just thought I'd throw that out to you.
All right, so the show again, 7 p.m. Tuesday, November 28th at the Zorba Music Hall. 453 Market Street is the address. For pre-concert dinner reservations, call 978-459-7652. That number again, 978-459-7652. All proceeds will benefit homeless youth here right in the city of Lowell. It's not going to leave our borders.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Attorney Richard Lalime, Jack McWilliams. Guys, thank you so much for joining us this
morning.
Thanks
for having us, Ted.
Thank you for getting involved
with
such an important event.
Thank you.
It's 8:31 here on 980 WCAP. Time to answer the proverbial question, what's up, UMass Lowell? What's up this week? Some tips for how to keep that weight off, or at least minimize the weight gain, during this season of giving.